It's Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe, and it's June 1st. We had a lovely rainstorm last night, and it's just a little cooler today, but if you really want to stay cool, little fools, why don't you come with me today? I'm exploring splash pads and frozen treats, and this is just my kind of thing, and it'll be your kind of thing, too. So if you live downtown, there's lots of public pools, the North Shore Aquatic Complex. Largo has a Southwest Complex, and then there's the Highland Pool in Dunedin. So pools have always been cool, but splash pads are the thing. They're popular and affordable, and it's a great way to beat the unrelenting Florida heat. They really have become part of every city. I know that downtown San Diego has one, and in the new Coachman Park near the Sound. I am looking right here. I'm taking a nice walk here up in Clearwater at the Sound. I've been there for a couple concerts, and I'm tooling around today. And, oh, look at this. It's 7:30, and there's already people running through the splash pad. And I like it because it's kind of a dance, a ballet of water, and the kids are in it. Adults can't go in it, but it's just so fun to watch the kids flip-flop around there, run through it and giggle. You know, it's just like when we were growing up and there was a sprinkler and we used to do that as well. So the next place that the Sassy Scribe is looking at today, we're taking a drive down to the Harbor Water Park at Indian Rocks Beach. The Splash Park overlooks the Intercoastal and it's at, you know, where Jimmy Guana's is. So what's really cool about Harbor Water Park, and I'm walking through it now, it's lots of delicious things to eat. The parents can relax in the lounge chairs. And I'm going to slide down. All right, I got to put the phone down. I'm going to put the phone down. And I'm going to come back to you in 1 second. Whee! Oh, my God. That was so much fun. I cannot believe it. There's a really big tube that I'm not going to go through. But I honestly think this is such a cool way to spend the summer with your family. Splash parks are always inspected by the Florida Department of Health. They received 100% grade last year. And there's also one up in Tarpon. And it has some unique features. It has a miniature model of the nearby Anclo Key Lighthouse. And a lot of the splash parks actually and water parks do incorporate themes, a playful wetland theme, and encourages visitors in playful aquatic adventures. And you know, ground jets, squirting fish, dumping buckets, there's just so many things. You can picnic, there's a playground. So that's how I'm cooling off today. And when I'm done with that, I did a little tour yesterday of some frozen treats that are really neat. And those of you who are downtown know that I love a Hippo Pop. They come in amazing flavors. My favorite is coconut. There's lemons and cappuccinos. So that's always fun. And you know, I love Pechuga Gelato and Bright Ice. So, you know, there's incredibly homemade treats, mouth-watering places to go. At Bright Ice Scoop Shop in 3701 Fifth Avenue North, St. Pete, I had an opportunity yesterday to taste the blueberry and cinnamon. I think today I'm going to do the caramelized bananas with peanut butter and honey. And, you know, it's just out of the world flavors. I mean, they have vanilla and chocolate. And if you really want a twisty treat, you can always go to Twisty Treat. And if you really want my favorite, a mango gelato, well, Rita's is a legend in Pinellas County, a great place to go. And, you know, the great thing about summer is rediscovering, as I walk around the splash pad here, rediscovering the parks and unique features that you can do for free with your family. And, you know, here in Clearwater Park, you can take from Coachman down to downtown Clearwater Beach. You can take the ferry. You don't even have to drive. And then once you get down to downtown Clearwater, you've got the Capitol Theater there. And, you know, they've got summer films going on all summer and also the classic albums. And just walking up the street, you know, there's a lot to do, a lot to see. So if you want to keep cool this summer, little fools, check out the splash pads and frozen treats. And spend some time with me running through all of the great places this summer that you can have a staycay for your vacay. So that's Saturday Live for the Sassy Scribe. See you next week.